بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب فضل قيام ليلة القدر وبيان أرجى لياليها. إمام نووي رحمة الله عليه, after speaking about قيام الليل, the tahajjud prayer, then he spoke about تراويح صلاح, and now he brings a chapter on the virtue of the night of Qadr, ليلة القدر, and its occurrence, the night which is most hoped that it will be ليلة القدر. قال الله تعالى إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وقال تعالى إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة. Allah Ta'ala says, surely we revealed the Quran in the night of Qadr. Another verse, Allah Ta'ala says, surely we revealed the Quran in a blessed night. The night of Qadr, the night of power, it is a very auspicious night, and alhamdulillah, all of us, we always look for and search for Laylatul Qadr night, hoping that we get the rewards for it. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that he who stands up for worship on the night of Qadr having iman and anticipating a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all his past sins are forgiven. So such a great virtue. Person stands up for a few hours in Laylatul Qadr night, making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously he has to have iman. Person doesn't have iman and he can make some ibadat, is not going to be accepted. Allah's shukr, Allah's fazal, Allah has given us iman. May Allah keep us with iman. May Allah give us more to the iman. And ihtisaban, person must have expectation of reward. So he's standing there with a happy heart, his longing in his to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his ibadat, that he's going to get rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has that expectation and anticipation of getting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all his minor sins are forgiven. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رجالا من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أروا ليلة القدر في المنام في السبع الأواخر. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرى رؤياكم قد تواطأت في السبع الأواخر فمن كان متحريها فليتحرها في السبع الأواخر. In one particular year, as mentioned by Aziz Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنه, he says that some Sahaba, they saw in a dream, Allah Ta'ala showed them in a dream that year, the night of Qadr, was in the last seven nights of Ramadan. So Rasulullah SAW said, I see that your dreams coincide with the last seven nights. So one who seeks the night of Qadr should seek it in the last seven nights. In that particular year, it was shown by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dream that search for Laylatul Qadr in the last seven nights of Ramadan. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجاور في العشر الأواخر من رمضان ويقول تحروا ليلة القدر في العشر الأواخر من رمضان. متفق عليه. In this hadith of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform i'tikaf. So i'tikaf is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would make i'tikaf in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and he would seek the night of Qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. وعنها radiallahu anha أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تحروا ليلة القدر في الوتر من العشر الأواخر من رمضان. رواه البخاري. And in this narration of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that Rasulullah said, seek the night of Qadr during the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So, last 10 nights of Ramadan, a person will seek for Laylatul Qadr. But specifically because of the last hadith we did, Allah Ta'ala has made it easy for us. Rasulullah has made it easy for us that search for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. In other words, 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. These are the nights where a person would seek and search for Laylatul Qadr, making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq al-hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanaka Allahumma.